Here's a look at your midday markets on Wednesday, August 5th, starting with a cattle sale at Interstate Regional Stockyards in Cuba. They sold 976 head yesterday. Feeders sold with a lower undertone but had no recent price comparisons available. Demand was moderate to good. It was a nice feeder offering with several medium-sized consignments of green yearling cattle weighing 550 to 750 pounds. The cattle market has seen a sizable correction since the last reported auction, but the feeder market remains strong with the current calf crop once again estimated to be smaller. Feeder steers, medium and large 1, 4 to 5 weights, 470 to 530, 1. 5 to 6 weights, 406 to 470. 6 to 7 weights, 372 to 437. 7 to 8 weights, 340 to 383. 8 to 9 weights, 322 to 325. Feeder heifers, medium and large 1, 450 to 500 pound heifers, sold from 400 to 430. 5 to 6 weights, 370 to 405. 6 to 7 weights, 328 to 375, 7 to 8 weights, 320 to 337, 800 to 850 pound heifers, 307.50 to 329. Looking at your prior day hog markets, starting with the Barrows and Gilts, 5,935 head, base carcass price was $99.33, change was up 2 cents. For sows, it was a head count of 6,554 head, and the live price was $25 to $76 even. Looking at the midday futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, corn in September 437 down 5 and a quarter, December 460 and a quarter down 5 and a quarter, March 475 and 3 quarters down 5 and 3 quarters. Soybeans in August 1147 down 8, September 1152 and a quarter down 6 and a half, November 1170 and 3 quarters down 7. Wheat in September 645 up 6 and a half, December 663 and a half up 6 and a quarter, March 679 and a quarter up 5 and 3 quarters. Your livestock midday futures from the CME, live cattle in August 233.50 up 155, October 228.87 up 97 cents, December 228.02 up 75. Feeder cattle in August 351.55 up 35 cents, September 346.67 up 52, October 338 up 85 cents. Lean hogs in August 96.75 down 110, October 82.80 down 155, December 74.17 down 160. That concludes your midday market report on Wednesday, August 5th, with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. This is Amanda Weberg.